One of the things that I would have thought, and I understood, used to happen in the past and once before when I came, the actual Ruskin history students were much more involved in giving papers to particular sessions. In other words, it in a way, that was at the level that it was at, you know, and that was one of the things I sort of missed, really. I mean, I don't mind sort of sitting through half an hour of mysticism, but when I have to sit through an hour and a half of mysticism, I get a little bit fed up with it in that sense. I mean, it's a general sort of comment about the workshop and what the workshop is trying to do. It seems to me at the moment that the workshop has in some ways got away from the initial concept of what the workshop was about, and it seemed to me that it wasn't about socialist professional historians in some cases getting together, but it was about historians, socialist historians of all levels getting together, and people who wanted to get involved in socialist history, and the dialogue was about that. And I was privy to, because I was a chairman, the notes that Raf very kindly produced on two speakers and two chairmen about what we should do and what we shouldn't do. And Raf very carefully spelt it out in it that your audience is going to be highly mixed, i.e. that it might be somebody who's just gone to a first session of an adult education session all the way through. But it seemed to me that a lot of what we were doing was at the other end of the market, and that's what really worried me. It's this whole question of simplification of ideas. The problem when you start talking like this is you start putting a cloth cap on and sounding like a workerist and sort of, well, you know what it is, you're not talking to me and all the rest of it. It isn't that. It's the actual way that you put, the way that we put knowledge over to each other. And I think in some cases, I think we failed this weekend, you know, in several occasions. And I think it's something we could look at in a sort of comradely sort of fashion, really, and rectify. And one of the ways I think it can be done is by initiating the concept that the Ruskin students themselves aren't just like, you know, at the doors doing this and doing that, but they're actually there, you know, giving papers at the beginning, and then the rest of the people are doing it, are supplementing that, and not the other way round.